is the most beautiful species on the face of the planet Earth. There ain't nothing on Earth better than a black woman.
Now from the beginning, yeah, God gave you to me, but I took it for granted, ignoring all the pain I put you through. I could never tell you how much I appreciate what you do. Oh, you're so incredible, lady. Never unforgettable, baby.
Everything you do is colorful.
Everything you do is colorful.
Your resilience is so spiritual.
Your resilience and your spiritual.
Your love is unconditional.
Hey, how you doing? This is Herbert Scareen Speaks. And you also can find me on foresightsoflife.com and foresightsoflife.com on YouTube channel. We're going to talk about homeschool parenting or parenting dealing with homeschool.
That's right.
Hey, yeah, that's right. The queen's here.
How's it going, everybody?
They probably would like it if they could see us, but audio is cool. You don't want to be seen just yet.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, what?
I was just going to remind everyone that's listening, please send your Queen's letter to MOMO for cyclesoflife@gmail.com.
And that's the number four. That's the number four.
The number four, yes. And please send your, you know, send your little notes. Let us know how you feel. Also, give us some feedback. How you feel about the topics that we're talking about. Not just, you know, things that you want to share.
Yes. And soon, any kind of feedback. Soon when I clean up that YouTube channel, I'm going to start spreading it on the YouTube
news.
Playlist, YouTube music, and then we're going to start getting an extra, you know, 50 to 100 people. You ready for that?
Yeah, let's go. Anybody? You guys, don't forget, subscribe and share. Click the link.
You're so funny. Okay. All right. So I'm going to let you take the reins of it because you kind of do a lot of it. Matter of fact, you do all of the homeschool.
I do.
But where did it start from?
Okay. So.
Yeah, bust them upside the head. Get the real, I want to get my credit.
Homeschooling was not something I ever really thought about.
This was before the pandemic.
This is way before the pandemic. In fact, our oldest son, who's now 18, it started with him. So in the fifth grade, he was attending public school.
Yes.
And at the end of that year, they took a state test that they all do every year. I think it's depending on the grade you're in here in Arizona. And he didn't do well. And I was trying to figure out, how are you passing kids who fail tests?
Yeah, and he was literally having A's, F's all across the board. You know, that was unsatisfactory.
Yes.
They wasn't giving grades at that
so,
time.
I was like, what are we doing here? So Kareem and I talked, and he was definitely on the path of, since you're home now, because that's about the same time that I came home from work, leaving my 9-to-5 job, and coming home to help with the business. That was when we first started.
Yep.
He was like, well, have you thought about homeschooling him? And I'm like, what? No.
you mean keep that baby here?
Keep him here? And at this time, I would say that my oldest son was probably, what is fifth grade? Let's see, Z's right now on the third. So that's about 11.
About 11, 12.
So anyway, so he was going to go in the sixth grade. And so there was two things, just so that people who don't know, there are different types of homeschool. Okay. So there's homeschooling where you actually submit an affidavit to your state Department of Education, I believe, that you have decided to homeschool your child. Okay. And that means, just so that people can basically have that information, is that it's not a traditional public school. This is you taking on the curriculum and homeschooling your children based on the curriculum. Now, you still have to meet so-called state requirements.
That's correct.
But that's based on how you want to homeschool your child. And then on the other side, there's homeschool, what they were doing in the pandemic, where you're still in the public education, but they're at home. So they're still getting the curriculum based from an online public school.
And this one, popular one, is called what? K-12?
K-12 is a very popular one. So initially, in the very beginning with my oldest son, I was doing the curriculum myself.
I went hardcore on you. I don't want no K-12.
My goodness, y'all.
I don't want no European books.
When I say that I was, you know, like green, like didn't know what I was doing, sure if I was doing it right.
Yes,
but hey, guess what? By the time my son completed the sixth grade requirements in my curriculum, the boy could read much better.
Yeah.
He could write much better. He could spell much better. And I got him to a place where I did sixth grade and seventh grade. And then we made the decision.
But you were struggling.
Heck yeah, because every day I had to have my own curriculum, from history to, you know, ELA, English language arts, to reading, to.
So we had to have a conversation. You had to have a conversation with me because you were like, is he going to be tripping on this state? And the way they put their curriculum together and thinking they're dialing them down. So I'm more practical. I'm not like that. So I knew if she came to me, this one thing that's good about me, I put myself in other people's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if she coming to me, this has got to be serious.
It was tough. I would say not the first time, because like I said, I'm just getting my bearings. The second time was a little easier. But I was still like, this is a lot of work.
Yeah.
For me. Now, there's other women and men out there who are homeschooling their kids, and they doing it.
Yeah, you got a lady across the street that does it.
That's right.
Straight home curriculum.
That's right. And the thing about the homeschooling with the affidavit with the state that you submit, you know, you don't have to have attendance records. At least some don't. It just depends on what state you are. So look, make sure you read your homeschool state laws before you go ham and decide you want to homeschool your children.
Correct.
Now,
but that K-12, you was excited, wasn't you?
K-12, like,
she ordered them books on that kid, that boy. She was so excited. So books being delivered.
So K-12 is a public school. It's a public school.
But it's just at home.
But it's at home. It's and all
what
online.
What do they call the parent?
They call us the learning coach.
You're really the teacher.
We the teacher, y'all.
Talk about making sure the kids show up. You're doing the homework. You help it. You're literally the assistant teacher. Because you're doing pretty much
80% of it.
Good Lord.
20%, the teachers have what they call online, online sessions. So about a half an hour a day, maybe mm-hmm. sometimes to about an hour a day, they are with their instructed teacher to do whatever work that they have assigned. It's just basically to say, hey, I touched.
But it's more structured and you like that.
I
do. Like the fact that your child has something he didn't have in the public school, which was that one-on-one with someone keeping him on track. At least it helped him make sense with, hey, how do I spell this? Or how do I do the sounds, the nouns, the verbs, the pre-.
So you feel like you can actually, you can tell where your child's strengths and weaknesses are in homeschooling. Whereas when you send your child to public school and you're not present, you can't really tell what's really going on in the class. Is he grasping the content mm-hmm. that the teacher's instructing? Is he being a nuisance in class?
Or if the teacher's not doing their job and that's why they sending them home with homework because they didn't do the work at home, at school. Mm-hmm. Homework. What is homework? Do the work there.
You sit at home with the mayor to do. I'm not sure, but I've heard over the time, you know, of course, when we were kids, you came home with homework.
You did.
You came home with it.
You did.
But nowadays, they're starting to make it where they don't take notebooks to home. They don't have books they bring home.
No.
And then they have to finish all their work at school. But
nowadays, most of them teach school. Now I heard that some of the teachers are having the kids leave their books at home. The reverse. and make sure they go home with work to do because the teachers picking their nose and ain't doing much. I ain't slamming no teachers.
I'm just saying
that's what I heard from the children.
Okay, but all we know is that
somebody lying
for me and our house.
Oh, when our house, that dude, both of them Negroes wasn't bright. For some reason, when we sent them in there, they was going downhill.
Aww.
Was they not or was they not?
The youngest one wasn't because the youngest one
hadn't got there though.
He was only in preschool when he started.
But that oldest
school.
One, man, he wasn't learning no math. He wasn't learning no English. And then all of a sudden they said, well, let's put him on some pills.
They said, special ed. No, they didn't say no pills. They said special ed.
ADHD IEP. Pills. That's what he wanted. You don't remember that?
No, I don't.
You had to go talk
that.
To your cousin about the medication they wanted to put him on. You don't remember that. They were saying they were recommending ADHD medication. And I said, hell to the no. Mm.
Yeah.
But yeah, then they recommended that school where he needs to be in here. So we got him on track to the point that got him on track to the point that she got him to graduate even a year early.
Yes. So just so you, when you're thinking about homeschooling your child, think about what is it that, like, do your research, like look into the school, decide on which type of homeschooling you want, whether it be you're going to do the curriculum, which means all your time is tied up at homeschooling with your children, or if you're going to do like a public school online like K-12, that you know exactly, you keep track of their graduation requirements. So by the time, because we just kind of went another direction, by the time my son finished the eighth grade, he was in regular traditional school it was supposed to be for all of eighth grade, but the pandemic hit, which caused him to come back home.
Mm-hmm.
So for that spring semester of 2020, which basically was from March to May, they were online, even the public schools. Remember that?
Yes.
So then when they finished, how did they determine the grades? They determined the grades due to the pandemic based on what they received in the fall because they completed the whole fall semester. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he did well, whatever. But then he was like, so am I going to go to high school? So he went to high school online for only one semester.
Right.
And we were like, you know what? We moved. So we had to make the decision. Okay, what are we going to do next? So we decided to put him K-12 online in high school.
Because of the pandemic was still existing.
Right.
It was heavy.
Yeah, it was heavy at that time.
All the kids were at home.
Yeah. So
the teachers were from school teaching them.
Yes.
And it wasn't even no K-12. They were just doing their own K-12.
They were doing their own online.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So then he went ahead and started ninth grade online. And let me tell you, from the ninth grade to the, well, he was supposed to go through 12th grade, four years. Mm-hmm. He only did ninth through junior year and actually graduated as a junior at 17.
Because he kept picking things up so quickly and fast. K-12 had a situation, a thing that you can actually go ahead, right?
And you get can some move it. Yeah, you can move it to whatever pace you want.
So he started knocking out his 12th
grade. So instead of taking four classes every trimester, he was taking five. And then he did, I think he did two summers of just one class. And I looked up and the coach kept telling me, his counselor kept saying, oh, he'll graduate October 2024. And I was like, well, that's better than 2025. And then it was like, oh, he's going to graduate in June or May of 2024. Oh, because he just kept doing more work. Oh, he's ready to graduate. He's on time. May 2023.
At the age of 17.
I was like, what?
But then on top of that, on the flip side, you found out later, given this nugget, that if you would have kept him in school, he would have got what for free?
Oh, my goodness. So, again, it's so important to research, talk maybe into like community groups or whatever within your area. Mm-hmm. What I found out. So now that I have another, because we didn't go there, I have a younger child. We might have to have another session of this.
That's correct.
Because there's so much information. But I have my youngest son, who is right now in the third grade, started basically kindergarten, K-12, okay? So he's been there already 3 years. So what I was going to say was, this upcoming fall or over the summer, I was considering what they call micro-schooling your child. Now, that's a whole nother thing that I'm still learning about. Mm. But micro-school is basically a smaller amount of students to one teacher. So you're looking at, I think it was like a ratio of 8 to 1. So 8 children to one teacher. And I personally think that's the way our children need to learn. That allows the teacher to really get to know the student and allows the student to get to know the teacher. But then also the teacher's allowed to kind of find out, what is it that this student needs? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't allow them to be themselves. Like,
right.
You don't, as a parent, you would never step all over your child. Well, in the same matter to me, that teacher's allowing themselves to kind of get to know them. What's their strengths? What are their weaknesses? Are they good in math? Are they not good in math? You know, what are the resources that they need? Oh, I see that they're very creative. They like cooking. Do they know that math includes cooking, like measuring? Mm-hmm. I mean, and they get to explore those things. Whereas when you're in traditional school, you in the masses, everybody's all together, all 25 of you in one classroom,
stressing
one
teacher,
maybe an aide, and you're just going there, going through the routine.
But you're right. But I was talking about, to roll back to that first child we were talking about, the one at 17, you ran across someone in the community that told you, had he not graduated a year early, he could have got into these college programs.
Oh, no. It's not even about graduating a year early. If I had held him from graduating by one class, just an elective.
Oh, just one class.
Just one class, okay. Because you can't graduate if you don't have the number of credits and all the coursework done. So if he would have we would have just held off from him graduating this past May, and let's say he needed one more class, he could have enrolled into this community college over the summer and started what they call, that's what they call dual enrollment, where students are in high school and in college at the same time. So he could have stayed and started his college classes this summer or even this fall and just could have kept going for at least up to 3 years. So and up till 21.
He could have knocked out that trait. Cybersecurity.
If they wanted to pursue a certificate, if they wanted to complete their AA degree through the community college, he could have done that still being a high school student. So, you know, I was mad.
It's because we didn't know.
We didn't know.
But now you know.
Yeah. So for those of you who are listening and who are considering or already homeschooling their child, and you have a child who's in high school right now, look into dual enrollment and how does it work? Oh, the biggest thing we forgot to say was, and it's free.
Ooh.
It's free. Because they're still a high schooler, they're not considered a grad. Therefore, tuition is free.
Oh, my God. You slept on that. What was you doing, teacher?
No.
Coach? Life coach?
I didn't
what
know
was
everything.
You doing?
But guess what? I got another chance.
Yes, you do. Yes, because he right now is... about ready to get enrolled by his mom. His mom is helping him out, getting enrolled into some trade colleges and finding the right school so he can, because there are a lot of school. That's another topic.
Mm.
A lot of things that your children could do, because a lot, especially the boys, they try to figure out what they're going to do while they're waiting to turn 21 years old.
Right.
And then the parent want them to get gone. And they're just trying to have a little rinketing job or no job, play their games and make it to 21. But that crucial 18 to 21, they could be knocking out a trade or certificate or an AA.
Right.
And there are a lot of jobs that are just pay a lot. Now, I know y'all know I'm advocate of not jobs. I'm advocate of not jobs if you're not happy. That's the difference. But you want to make sure you have a something like a job security.
Right.
If your dreams and your business and whatever don't follow through, you have something that is for sure going to pay you that $80,000 plus or get you to $80,000 within a year. That's another topic. I don't want to
We don't want to. There's so much to talk about. So, yeah, he always gets on me because it's like, what's the topic?
Write that down right there.
So, yeah, we definitely have to continue more on the homeschooling. But and I'll have to bring out some statistics and things for people to find out, because they just need to know.
They need to know, because, man, our children definitely are our future.
They are.
And them teachers are the ones that are going to help them get to their future.
Which they should be paid a whole lot more.
And so much more. And the mothers, y'all. So you king, y'all got, I know some of your mothers want to actually homeschool, but it's struggle because you're by yourself.
Right.
You know, that's why the kings, y'all have to step up. You really honestly got to step up.
Right.
When I was out and me and my queen wasn't together, I was sending her money. Mm-hmm. And if we would have had to work it out that we're not together and I got to send her enough that she could stay home and homeschool, she was going to have to make, I was going to make it happen, because it's not the child's fault because we don't get along. We don't like each other.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
So,
you want to make sure your children have an opportunity, and you're the first person to do it.
That's right.
You're the first person.
It starts with that government system.
Parenting.
That's why they call it parenting.
Most
so anyways, but always in first and foremost, always keep love first, because what?
Love is God.
And God is love. Y'all take care.
Peace.
Peace. See you next time.